There are certain growing dynamics that can only occur within the dynamic of commitment. Without commitment, you cannot learn to care for another person more than yourself. You cannot learn to value the growth of strength and clarity in another soul, even if that threatens the wants of your personality. When you release the wants of your personality in order to accommodate and encourage another's growth, you attune yourself to that person's soul. Without commitment, you cannot learn to see others as your soul sees them, as beautiful and powerful spirits of light. The archetype of spiritual partnership, partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth, is emerging within our species. This is different from the archetype of marriage, which was designed to assist physical survival, and in which the partners do not necessarily see themselves as equals. An archetype is a universal, collective, human idea, an idea that all humans understand without needing to be taught. For example, male and female are archetypes. We do not need to go to school in order to understand what it means to be male and what it means to be female. An archetypical structure, such as marriage, can be thought of as a planet. When two souls marry, they fall into the orbit or gravitational field of this planet, and therefore, despite their own individual intentions, they take on the characteristics of this planet called marriage. They become part of the evolution of the structure itself through their own participation in a marriage. The archetype of marriage was designed to assist physical survival. When two people marry, they participate in an energy dynamic in which they merge their lives in order to help each other survive physically. The archetype of marriage is no longer functional. It is being replaced with a new archetype that is designed to assist spiritual growth. This is the archetype of spiritual or sacred partnership.